Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldar, and today Masechta Avodah Zorah, Daf Lamed Ches, the second parak im Amidin. The Zichu Masechta Avodah Zorah program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem Alav Hashalom, and Zichu Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Alav Hashalom. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis taught that shlakos, cooked foods of idolaters, are forbidden to be eaten. The Gemara in the previous daf suggested sources in the Torah for this prohibition, but challenges them, and concludes that the psukim are an asmachta, and this prohibition is midrabbanan, either so he'll not come to feed him non-kosher food, or to avoid chasnas, intermarriage. Rav says, kol nechol kamoshu chai, any food which is eaten raw, for example like fruit, embo mishum bishulei ovdei chochavim, is not subject to the prohibition against foods cooked by idolaters, even if he did cook it. This is how Rav's ruling was taught in Sur, but in Pumbendisa, they taught the following version. Any food which is not eaten at a king's table to accompany bread, meaning it's not a dignified food, is not subject to the prohibition against Bishul Akum. The differences between these two versions are small fish, mushrooms, and porridge, which are not eaten raw, but are not eaten at a royal table. Rav said that small salted fish are not subject to Bishul Akum if he cooks them afterwards because the salting rendered them edible beforehand. Number two, Rabbi Yochanan said, Hai Ovid Kochavim Daharich Resha. If this idolater singed the head of a shechted animal, it's permitted to eat from it, even from the tip of its ears, which become edible through singeing. Although he actually cooked it, we say, Lavuri Seyar Kamachavim. He intended only to remove its hair, not to cook it, so the prohibition doesn't apply. Similarly, if an Akum burned down a meadow, all the kosher grasshoppers which were inadvertently roasted in the fire are permitted because we say, he intended only to expose the ground of the meadow, not to cook. Based on this leniency, Ravina ruled that if an Akum throws a peg into an oven and lights the oven to dry out the peg, and Yisrael had buried a gourd in the oven beforehand and it became cooked, it's permitted in consumption. We don't view his purpose as intent to cook the peg, which would prohibit the gourd as a product of the Akum's cooking. Rather, we say, Shuri Manak Mechavin, he intended to strengthen the utensil by drying it out. And point number three, it was taught in a bright that the Jew may place meat on top of coals and allow an Akum to come turn it until he returns from the Beis Knesses or Beis Midrash, and there's no concern of Bishul Akum. Although the Akum's actions hasten the cooking process, it's still permitted since it would have eventually cooked on its own without the Akum's involvement. The Gemara asks about the reverse case where the Akum placed meat onto coals and the Yisrael turned it, and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak permits it based on a Kavah Homer. Gamru biyad over kochavim mutter. If, when its completion is through an idolater, it's permitted, Gamru biyad Yisrael lo kol shekein, then when its completion is through a Yisrael, is it not certainly permitted? Rav Yochanan also said that if Yisrael does either the placing or the turning, the food is permitted, ve'enu aser ashitei techilasu v'gamru biyad over kochavim, and it's not forbidden unless the beginning and end of the cooking were through an idolater. Regarding bread, Ravina said that if an Akum lit the oven and Yisrael baked the bread, or the reverse, or even if the Akum did both, but the Yisrael came and stirred the coals, it's permitted. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis taught that shlakos, cooked foods of idolaters, are forbidden to be eaten. The Gemara in the previous Daf suggested sources in the Torah for this prohibition, but challenges them, and concludes that the psukim are an asmachta, and this prohibition is midrabbanan, either so he'll not come to feed him non-kosher food, or to avoid chasnas, intermarriage. Rav says, kol nechol kamoshu chai, any food which is eaten raw, for example like fruit, embo mishum bishulei ovdei chochavim, is not subject to the prohibition against foods cooked by idolaters, even if he did cook it. This is how Rav's ruling was taught in Sur, but in Pumbendisa, they taught the following version. Any food which is not eaten at a king's table to accompany bread, meaning it's not a dignified food, is not subject to the prohibition against Bishul Akum. The differences between these two versions are small fish, mushrooms, and porridge, which are not eaten raw, but are not eaten at a royal table. Rav said that small salted fish are not subject to Bishul Akum if he cooks them afterwards because the salting rendered them edible beforehand. Number two, Rabbi Yochanan said, Hai Ovid Kochavim Daharich Resha. If this idolater singed the head of a shechted animal, it's permitted to eat from it, even from the tip of its ears, which become edible through singeing. Although he actually cooked it, we say, Lavuri Seyar Kamachavim. He intended only to remove its hair, not to cook it, so the prohibition doesn't apply. Similarly, if an Akum burned down a meadow, all the kosher grasshoppers which were inadvertently roasted in the fire are permitted because we say, he intended only to expose the ground of the meadow, not to cook. Based on this leniency, Ravina ruled that if an Akum throws a peg into an oven and lights the oven to dry out the peg, and Yisrael had buried a gourd in the oven beforehand and it became cooked, it's permitted in consumption. We don't view his purpose as intent to cook the peg, which would prohibit the gourd as a product of the Akum's cooking. Rather, we say, Washuri Manak Mechavin, he intended to strengthen the utensil by drying it out. And point number three, it was Tana Bright said the Jew may place meat on top of coals and allow an Akum to come turn it until he returns from the Beis Knesses or Beis Midrash, and there's no concern of Bishul Akum. Although the Akum's actions hasten the cooking process, it's still permitted since it would have eventually cooked on its own without the Akum's involvement. The Gemara asks about the reverse case where the Akum placed meat onto coals and the Yisrael turned it, and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak permits it based on a Kavah Homer. Gamru biyad over kochavim mutter. If, when its completion is through an idolater, it's permitted, Gamru biyad Yisrael lo kol shekein, then when its completion is through a Yisrael, is it not certainly permitted? Ryokhan also said that if Yisrael does either the placing or the turning, the food is permitted, ve'enu aser ashitei t'chilasu v'gamru biyad over kochavim, and it's not forbidden unless the beginning and end of the cooking were through an idolater. Regarding bread, Ravina said that if an Akum lit the oven and Yisrael baked the bread, or the reverse, or even if the Akum did both, but the Yisrael came and stirred the coals, it's permitted. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Lamed Ches, and our standard Siman relates to a Dabar Alach, a liquid, and we typically use chicken soup for the Siman, although in this case we'll use vegetable soup. So here goes. The Yid who bought vegetable soup from the Goy because the vegetables are Ne'echochai used burnt grasshoppers from the Goy burning his field as an appetizer, and asked his friend to light the Goyish baker's fire so he can top off his meal with a fresh loaf of bread. Once again, slow motion. The Yid who bought vegetable soup, that must more on Daf Lamed Ches, a Davro Lach. The Yid who bought vegetable soup from the Goy because the vegetables are Ne'achol Chai, which reminds us, Rav says, Kol Ne'achol Kamoshu Chai, any food which is eaten raw, for example, fruit, Ein Bo Mishum Bishui Ode Kochavim, is not subject to the prohibition against foods cooked by idolaters, even if he did cook it. This is how Rav's ruling was taught in Sur, but in Pumadisa they taught the following version. Any food which is not eaten at the king's table to accompany bread, meaning it's not a dignified food, is not subject to the prohibition against Bishul Akum. So the Yid who bought vegetable soup from the Goy because the vegetables are nechochai, used burnt grasshoppers from the Goy burning his field as an appetizer, which reminds us, if an Akum burned down a meadow, all the kosher grasshoppers, which were inadvertently roasted in the fire, are permitted because we say he intended only to expose the ground of the meadow, not to cook. So the Yid who bought vegetable soup from the Goy because the vegetables are nechochai, used burnt grasshoppers from the Goy burning his field as an appetizer, and asked his friend to light the Goyish baker's fire so he can top off his meal with a fresh loaf. A bread, which reminds us, a brisa teaches that a Jew may place meat on top of coals and allow an Akum to come turn it until he returns from the Beis Knesses or Beis Midrash, and there's no concern of Bishul Akum. Although the Akum's actions hasten the cooking process, it's still permitted, since it would have eventually cooked on its own without the Akum's involvement. So once again, the Yid who bought vegetable soup from the Goy because the vegetables are Ne'echochai, used burnt grasshoppers from the Goy burning his field as an appetizer, and asked his friend to light the Goyish baker's fire so he can top off his meal with a fresh loaf of bread. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Lamed Daled. So the Siman Daf Lamed Daled is a ladder. So here goes. The rabbi on the ladder. Ladder? That must be more in Daf Lamed Daled. The rabbi on the ladder drinking cold water from the colored glazed earthenware jugs that he got from the Goy. He used them for wine, which reminds us, regarding mani d'kunya, glazed earthenware vessels used for an Akum's wine, Razvit permitted white and black ones in the previous daf, but prohibited green ones because they contain an absorbent material. Maremar permitted all colored vessels. The Gemara asks why this is different from Chametz on Pesach, about which Maremar had observed they sweat, indicating their absorption, and as such are forbidden. And the Gemara answers, Zed tashmishu b'chamin. This vessel used for Chametz was used with hot things and absorbed more. Zed tashmishu b'tzonin, whereas this vessel used for wine was used with cold things. So the rabbi on the ladder drinking cold water from the colored glazed earthenware jugs that he got from the Goy, he used them for wine, while climbing up to the bridge over the earthenware jugs of idolaters that were sitting for 12 months, which reminds us, Rabbi Akiva visited Kinzak and they posed three questions to him, including if kankanim, earthenware jugs of idolaters, are permitted. He presented the question to the Beis Midrash and he answered, Hilchos kankanim sho'odei chachamim l'achriyut Beis Chodesh mutarin. The halacha is that earthenware jugs of idolaters are automatically permitted after 12 months without any purging or rinsing necessary. So the rabbi and the lad are drinking cold water from the colored glazed earthenware jugs that he got from the goy who used them for wine, while climbing up to the bridge over the earthenware jugs of idolaters that were sitting for 12 months, told the sellers on the other side they have to shut down their stand selling unyaki cheese because most of the calves in that city are shechted for avodah zarah, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis, Reb Meir said that gvinas beis unyaki, cheese of beis unyaki, is prohibited in hana, but the chamim say it's mutter b'hana. Reish Lakish explained why they prohibited gvinas beis unyaki even in hana, according to Reb Meir, mipnei sheroba galm sheosa ir nishchatin l'avodas kochavim, because most calves of that city are shechted for idolatry, and this cheese may have been produced with their rennet. Daf Lamed Hey, so the similar Daf Lamed Hey is a children's choir singing la la la. So here goes. The children's choir, that must be on Daf Lamed Hey, la la la. The children's choir happily sang the We Love the Gezeres, the Rabban song, as they passed through the idolatrous town where they weren't permitted to eat the cheese, which reminds us Gemara brings six different reasons for the Gezerah of Gvinas Beis Unyaki. So the children's choir happily sang the We Love the Gezeres, the Rabban song, as they passed through the idolatrous town where they weren't permitted to eat the cheese, milk, which reminds the Gemara explains why Chalav Akum is prohibited. So the children's choir happily sang the We Love the Gezeres, the Rabban song, as they passed through the idolatrous town where they weren't permitted to eat the cheese, milk, or bread from any of the shops, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why Pas Akum and Pas Palter are prohibited. Daf Lamed Vav. So the Simon Daf Lamed Vav is a lulav. So here goes. The royal advisor who thrust a lulav, that must be on Daf Lamed Vav. The royal advisor who thrust a lulav and a bottle of idolater's oil as a sign to forbid it, which reminds us, the Mishnah in the previous Daf taught that an Akum's oil is prohibited in consumption. Rav explains that Daniel decreed against it, but Shmuel says, Shel Zalifa Sam Kalim Asurin Osartan, the missions of flavors from forbidden utensils, prohibits their oil. So the royal advisor who thrust a lulav and a bottle of idolater's oil as a sign to forbid it was informed by a group of rabbis that their decree regarding oil was rescinded because most Jews did not accept, which reminds us the ban of oil was revoked because Ein Gozrin Gezera HaTzibur, we do not enact a decree for the public, El Imken Rov Tzibur Yochon Lamud Ba, unless most of the public can withstand it. A pasuk describes the Gezera being accepted by HaGoy Kulo, the entire nation, implying it must be feasible for the entire nation in order to take effect. So the royal advisor who thrust a lulav and a bottle of idolater's oil as a sign to forbid it was informed by a group of rabbis that their decree regarding oil was rescinded because most Jews did not accept it. So they choose to use lulavim to block entrances in order to prevent Jews from going into Yichud with Benos Hakum, which reminds us that Rav listed Benosehen, their daughters, among the Shmonas Ardavar, enacted by the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel. The Gemara ultimately concludes that they decreed against Yichud, seclusion with an Overes Kochavim, which was not included in any prior Yichud prohibition. Daf Lamed Zayin, so the Simur Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. During the heated laser tag match, laser tag, that must be on Daf Lamed Zayin. During the heated laser tag match, when a husband handed his wife a get saying, if I don't return within 12 months, this is valid, and then got zapped, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses when does a get all Tanai take effect if the husband died guaranteeing the Tanai's fulfillment. So during the heated laser tag match, when a husband handed his wife a get saying, if I don't return within 12 months, this is valid, and then got zapped, when he was caught in the crossfire in the Shechita zone between the Tumas Mashkin de Rabban and Tumas Mashkin de Raisa teams, which reminds us, Yossi Ben Yoezer ruled that Mashka Bey Mitbechaya Dochen, the beverages of the Shechita place in the Mikdash are Tahor. Rav says, Dachem Mamish, they are literally Tahor and cannot contract Tumah. He holds Tumah's Mashkin Durabun, Tumah of liquids altogether is rabbinical, and was only enacted for ordinary liquids, but not for those of the Beit Mitbechai and the Mikdash, which are entirely Tahor. Shmuel says, Dachem Molatame Acherim, they are Tahor insofar as they cannot be Matame other things, Aval Tumah's Atzman Yeshbehen, but they themselves are subject to contracting Tumah. This is because Shmuel holds Tumah's Mashkin Duraisa, Tumah contraction of liquids is Midaraisa and therefore applies universally. Letame Acherim, the Rabban, but their ability to be Matame others is only the Rabban, and this decree was not enacted for the liquids of the Beit Mitbechaya. So during the heated laser tag match, when a husband handed his wife a get saying, "If I don't return within 12 months, this is valid," and then got zapped when he was caught in the crossfire in the Shechita zone between the Tumas Mashkin Durabanan and Tumas Mashkin Duraisa teams, the referee told a player who wasn't sure if he touched the corpse when it landed outside that Safek Tuma Bershusa Rabim Tahor, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Yosiu ben Yoezer's lenience for a Tumas Mace, that Safek Tuma Bershusa Rabim is Tahor. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we learn why Rabbi Meir holds that Gvinas of Beisun Yanki, the cheese of Beisun Yanki, is Aser Bahana? That's on daf Lamedalad. Good. Number two, which daf do we discuss the difference between glazed vessels regarding Yain Nesach and Chametz on Pesach? That's on daf Lamedalad. Good. Number three, which daf do we learn about Oros Levuvin? That's on daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number four. Which daf do you learn why Pas Akum is prohibited? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number five. Which daf do we discuss Bishul Akum where the Jew participates in the cooking? That's on daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number six. Which daf do you learn that Kankanim, earthenware jugs, and idolaters are permitted after 12 months? That's on daf Lamed Dalet. Good. Number seven. Which daf do you learn that if an Akum burned down a meadow, all the kosher grasshoppers which were inadvertently roasted in the fire are permitted? That's on daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number eight. Which daf do you learn that casks can be kashered with rinsing? That's on daf Lamed Gimel. Good. Number nine. Which daf do you learn that to be makshir flasks of idolaters, one can fill them with water for 3 days? That's on daf Lama Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you know that Rav says that any food which is eaten raw is not subject to the prohibition of Bishul Akum? That's on daf Lama Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.